Good morning, everyone. It's great to be with you again for these morning devotions. What do you think is the greatest challenge for us as Christians? What do you think is our greatest challenge that we need to face if we are to follow our Lord? Well, I would argue that our greatest challenge comes from the book of James, chapter 1, verse 22. Be doers of the word and not hearers only. I say that's a challenge because it's very easy for us to be a hearer of the word. It's passive. It's apathetic. We don't need to do anything. In fact, being just a hearer of the word, just hearing the scriptures, doesn't require anything from us. It doesn't require us to change. It may even make us think that we're in the right because we will hear things in the word of God that seem to agree with our particular worldview. What's hard for us to do is to be a doer of the word, is to actively live out God's commandments because it requires much from us. It requires us to change. It requires us to have a constant reevaluation of our lives. Now, this isn't anything new. This is a constant struggle throughout all of humanity. Look at the Israelites in the Old Covenant. It tells us that the scriptures tell us that the Israelites were given God's words in statutes and decrees that were taught by Moses. They were very clearly given the word of God, as we see in the early books of the scriptures. But then they regularly would fall away from living God's commandment. They would become apathetic to God's commandments, and they would end up following these false gods of human tradition and needed judges and prophets to call them back. Sadly, this situation didn't change after our Lord came. When we look at the history of the church, we see that Christians regularly fall away from God's word given by Christ to his church. And this ended up being seen in divisions within the church, people fighting within the church. But we also see it with the various denominations that we have today that have split the church. But you know, even worse than that, we see a lot of Christians who are unconcerned with the active practice of faith. Yes, they say they're Christians. They will believe in our Lord, as they will say, but they give no public or private practice. They're not praying, and they're not committing to public worship. If we are to truly be a doer of the word, if we are to truly follow the scriptures and to do it, it means allowing the word of God to influence our lives. Just being a hearer only means to allow sin to fester within us, to allow ourselves to not be changed by our Lord and allow that sin to remain in our hearts and defile us. But if we are to be a doer of the word, it cleans all that out. You know, I quoted James 1:22. We'll look at the verse right before it, James 1:21. Put away all filth and evil excess and humbly welcome the word that has been planted in you and is able to save your souls. By being a doer of the word, it purifies our heart to follow God's commandments and leads us to the salvation which God has promised us for his glory. So the time is now for us to stop being only hearers of the word. And the time is to be doers for God's glory.